Shavuot Tov is continuing in chapter 20 of Shabbat at Mishnah Gimel. Ein shurin et achiltit b'poshrim. We do not soak chiltit in warm water. What is chiltit? That's Arabic for chiltit. According to the Bartanura, it is a spicy root. And the Bartanura says, no'egin lo'ochla b'kemot the korim. They were no'heg to eat hot, spicy food in cold places, which reminds us of the Rambam in the third parak of Deot. He talks about what to eat, what not to eat, gives a lot of diet advice from a medical background. And at the end, he says, you can get away with eating junk food if you're going to do vigorous exercise and get a schwitz after. He doesn't actually say schwitz. That's not in the original, but that's you understand how it is. That's Rambam in the third parak of Deot. But anyway, that's the Bartanura's pshat. Other mepharshim say this was used medicinally as a curative. This herb was soaked, and then they used that in a medicine. And so we can't do this because it looks like mechsik ma'isachol. It looks like you're preparing a medicine, which is aser on Shabbat. The Mishnah says, "Avol notin l'toch chumis," but you can put this chiltit into your vinegar. And they used to dip their bread into vinegar, and they would consume it that way. So it'd be like food, as we've seen that eating chicken soup and eating things is not the same as taking medicine. And eating is allowed, obviously, on Shabbos. Mishnah continues, "Ein shorin et karshinim." We do not soak the vetch, which is a kidneyus, which is an animal fodder. We don't rub it to get the gunk, to get the klipa off. You can put them into a sieve or into a basket. And this is allowed, even though some of the gunk, some of the klipa and the junk that's on these vetches will fall off by itself through the holes in the sieve or the holes in the basket. It's just happening by itself through gravity, and you're not actively sorting and not actively doing borer or removing any of the schmutz. The Mishnah continues, Ein kovrin et teven bichvara. We do not sift the stubble of straw in a sifter. We don't put it in a sifter up on a high wall so that the breeze will come and rustle it and get the gunk out of it. The motes, so the motes comes off. The motes is like the sharp, needly parts of the wheat. It's actually amazing. It's a pella, how Hashem designed it. There are these like little needles coming out of the wheat that allow it to like fly through the air and spread somewhere else and make a new wheat plant, but they're not really good for the animal to eat, so they'd commonly be sifted out. So we don't put them up there so the motz falls out by itself. But you could put, you know, a big clump of this straw with some motz in it into a sifter. Then carry that sifter all the way out to your animal, to the avos, the feeding trough, even though while you're carrying the straw in the sifter, memela by itself, some of the motes, some of the gunk is going to fall off by itself, but you're not actively separating, so you don't have to have any separation anxiety. It's just happening by itself. Great. On to Mishnah Dolet. Gorfin milifnei patam. You can sweep out from in front of the fattened ox. So patam, we might have seen about Yisro, was mefatem animals for Avodah Zarah before he, swore off Avodah Zarah and became Moshe's father-in-law. And this Lashon Patam means they're fattening it up. So what they do, if you're trying to fatten up an ox, you need the feeding trough to be very clean, you know, just full of food and no schmutz, no stones and gravel and whatever in it, you know, because you don't want him to be a picky eater, you want him to eat a lot. And you can move the straw to the sides, so he doesn't go to the bathroom on the straw. Another pshat is the rei is a normal ox, not a patam, not the patam ox that you're fattening up, just a normal ox. So you want it for the straw for him. Divi Rabbi Dosa. This is according to Rabbi Dosa. The other sages say, no, you can't clean up the feeding area for this fattened ox. It's not appropriate. Now, Bartner explains, if the floor is dirt, they both agree. You cannot sweep up on a dirt floor. So if the floor is dirt, then when you're sweeping up a dirt floor, you're going to be mishave gumot. You're going to even out the uneven surface. So Bidosa would allow this sweeping up only if it's a wood floor, like if the trough is a kli and it has a wooden board floor. And the sages don't allow it in any event because most of the time there's a earthen floor and someone's going to come to flatten out the floor, which is bone, which is a big problem. And Mishnah Dalet concludes, Notlin milifnei behemazo, v'notlin milifnei behemazo b'shabbat. You can take out of one animal's feed bowl and put into a different animal's feed bowl on Shabbat. So what would the issue be? Well, it's not something that's lo l'tzorach, because the second animal will usually eat the leftover food of the first animal. But the Gemara qualifies, and Bartner cites the Gemara, that this is talking about from a donkey to an ox. You can take out of the donkey's bowl to give to the ox, because the donkey doesn't drool on its food. But an ox, does drool on his food. So you can't take from an ox and give to the donkey. You know, Baruch Hashem, there's some people eat like a donkey, some people eat like an ox. Chazak avruch, rabotai, shavua tov.